Puerto Rico, which is still struggling to recover from a deadly Hurricane Maria 2 years ago, is under a hurricane watch at this hour as Tropical Storm Dorian churns its way toward the U.S. territory. Jose Alamo is with the National Weather Service.
Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to start affecting the island of St. Croix at about 8 a.m. in the morning with tropical storm force winds. And then a few hours later, around noon or early in the afternoon, reaching the eastern and northeastern part of the Big Island of Puerto Rico.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will temporarily shut down Parliament in mid-October, severely limiting the time opponents get to make their case against a no-deal departure from the European Union. The announcement has raised a storm of protest. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Johnson's timing on pushing for an early halt to parliamentary business will have the effect of squeezing the time opposition lawmakers have left to thwart a no-deal Brexit before the October 31 deadline for Britain to leave the EU. Now the British currency has fallen sharply, a sign investors are alarmed by the prospect of Britain falling out of the bloc without a divorce deal. A so-called no-deal Brexit would see the return of border checks and tariffs on trade between Britain and the rest of the EU, its greatest trading partner. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is not seeking heightened tensions. Speaking today during a visit to Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Zarif said Iran believes every nation should be allowed to exercise its own rights under international law. Abe visited Tehran earlier this year in an attempt to serve as a mediator between Iran and the United States. Meanwhile, the possibility of an Iran-U.S. meeting of presidents, a subject of on-again, off-again speculation, appears now at least to be off-again. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian Kurdish fighters say they've begun with